Good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And I'm Brad to the Bone. Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of classic rock, acid rock, acoustic rock, punk, rockabilly, new wave, all my vinyl LPs as I burn them to digital. Playing them for you to enjoy out there in cyberspace land while I'm at it. Nice organ keyboards in the background there you hear. That is Kansas. Today I'm going to be featuring Kansas. Kansas's second LP. Song for America. That's right. Song for America. Kansas's second LP. Coming out in 1975, the original Kansas lineup, Steve Walsh, Dave Hope, Rich Williams, Phil Ehart, and of course on the telltale signature instrument of Kansas on violin, Robbie Steinhardt, especially also doing lead vocals on Down the Road, Steve Walsh. Yep, Kansas. One of my better favorite bands over the years of the early 70s, 80s, and so on and so forth. Until I left the classic rock scene and moved on into my punk years and then into rockabilly years. But I'm babbling. So let's get into side A of Kansas Song from Air right here on Brad's Vinyl.
$20 bill till I get out of town when I stars are cold and bright in the sky. The slumber of the earth is pure and deep. From a distant wood drips the echo of the beast. The old man stirs and wakens in the night. Has to give, you know he would gladly give to bring back the life and raise the one who lies beneath the snow. He lights a lamp and looks at pictures of the past, the faces all that you see glow with divine love, but the pictures faded and time is stolen.
Filled with fear, but filled with joy. So he was left alone to face another night. But never in his life had he been so held in awe as he faced the apparition of his wife.
Yeah, whoosh, what an abrupt end there. Nothing fancy there, just an abrupt Lamplight Symphony. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. I am Brad to the Bone as we burn my classic rock and other LPs, vinyl LPs, burn them to digital. And that was Side A of Kansas. Second LP, Song for America, Kansas's second LP, starting out with Down the Road, followed by Song for America, the title song for this LP, and finishing up with a third track, Lamplight Symphony. Lamplight Symphony being played in somewhat of a minor key, very spacey. I love the spaciness of some of these old Kansas tunes. Lamplight Symphony. Minor key, abrupt ending, long tune, long song. Down the Road, starting out the first track of the album. Very punchy, fast-paced lyrics. Talking about street life there, you know, slipping a $20 bill till I get out of town. When I hit those white lines, I'm going to be gone like a greyhound down the road. Yeah, a little streetwise, street lyrics, Down the Road. Punchy, and then of course Song for America, a beautiful piece put together there by some of the early lineup, one of the original writers for Kansas, Kerry Livgren, writing the words and the music. So out of 1975, their second LP, Song for America. And we're talking about pre-Kansas, you know, this is before Left Overture and Carry On Wayward Son and all those other ones, Point of No Return, all those gold singles that they had in their later years, 76, 77. So we're back in 1975, Kansas, when it was a album-oriented band, album-oriented rock band. Tracks longer, you know, a little longer than most radio stations were willing to play, so they didn't get a whole lot of airplay unless it was a obscure radio station, that stuff that I used to listen to, of course, like off the wall stations like KXLU. Anybody remember KXLU, Southern California? I don't know. Anyways, Phil Ehart, Dave Hope, Kerry Livgren, Robbie Steinhardt on violin, the signature instrument on Kansas, Steve Walsh on keyboards, Rich Williams on guitars. I'm Brad of the Bone. You listen to Brad's Vinyl, and we are featuring Kansas Song for America, the second LP by Kansas, an American band out of, guess where, Topeka, Kansas. That's right. They got their start out in Topeka, Kansas. Kerry Livgren playing with a band called The Reasons Why in his hometown of Topeka. And they merged, they actually merged in 1970 with another progressive rock band called White Clover. They're one of their rivals, actually, in Topeka. White Clover, Dave Hope and Phil Ehart joined with Kerry Livgren and merged and formed the early Kansas group. Only survived till 1971, and then later they had some change-ups. to add the current members in the 1975 LP that I'm playing now, right here on Brad's Vinyl. So let's get into side B of Kansas Song for America.
Let's feel I can't take it wrong. I'll wait.
Wowee. Very spiritual. Hymn to the Atman in Commodore. In Commodore, Hymn to the Atman. That was the third track. Finishing up there by Kansas. Very mysterious. Little minor key again. Beautiful and symphonic, starting out with the organic organ. I was about to say organic organ. Organ and piano. Moving into a nice drum solo and a gong. Phil Ehart on drums there. Nice drum solo, building up to a climactic return to the symphonic music of the rest of the band in Kansas, finishing up. Mystical lyrics. The Atman is it's Hinduism. It's actually your inner soul. And you were to acquire self-knowledge in order to obtain true liberation by looking into your inner soul. That's the Atman. Love that song. I don't know if it ever got any airplay. It's just too long. Not for me, though. I love it. Anyways, that was side two of Kansas Song for America, starting out with Lonely Street, The Devil Game, and finishing up with In Commodore, Hymn to the Atman. Lonely Street, again, more street talk there, streetwise lyrics. Talking about avenging by murdering someone. Actually, the lyric says, I see my baby stumbling around with tears in her eyes. As I reach out for her, she falls on the floor, and she mumbles through bloody lips about a bad man, robber, raper. And in my gut, I know I got one to score. So he goes after the guy, according to the lyrics, and later says he finds a guy caught on the street raping some old whore, and he was quite proud of that. So half crazed, I shot him, and I cried in the blood on that jailhouse floor. Yeah, Lonely Street. I am Brad to the Bone, and that was Song for America, right here on Brad's Vinyl. Released in 1975. Hope you enjoyed it. Steve Walsh, Dave Hope, Rich Williams, Phil Ehart, Robbie Starnett on violin, of course, the signature instrument of Kansas, the band. I got more Kansas, so stay tuned for a future Brad's Vinyl, and thanks for listening.